out of bye. Greers Ferry came in as the four seed, and they beat Southside in their ball game. That sets up this one. By the way, the winner of this game will play in the championship game Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and they'll take on Cedar Ridge. That's who the Thayer Bobcats beat in the championship game last year, was Cedar Ridge. Here, possibly headed toward another showdown. Here we go. It'll be Jackson jumping up against Devin Harrington. Harrington easily wins the dip, and here we go. Thayer Bobcats with basketball. Thayer will be the home team on the scoreboard, wearing the home whites, trimmed in the green. Combs out front, feeds over to Pitts. Easton going to fire away with a three, and it's good. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And the Thayer Bobcats get out to the early 3-0 lead. Only 20 seconds gone by in this first quarter. And Greers Ferry working around the perimeter of the Bobcat 2-3 zone. They take it to the left side of the floor, give it there to Jackson. Jackson out on top to Gibson. Gibson down the left side of the lane, shooting a floater, and it's good. Max Gibson got the floater to go down. 45 seconds into the game, 3-2 Thayer with the lead. Bobcats have got it. Combs on the left side, gives to Harrington out top. The hook pass goes over the pitch, fakes the three, moves to the elbow. Now elevates for the jumper, no good. Cooper Clark down with the rebound, and he scores. Cooper Clark was today named a two-time All-Region football player. Southwest Missouri Coaches Association football All-Region team was announced. Clark made first-team offense and defensive line. There's a long three-point shot for Greers Ferry, west side, no good. Rebound to Cooper Clark, and the Bobcats are on the run with a 5-2 lead. Quick up the floor to Harrington, pulls it down on the wing. Back to Pitts, penetrates, kicks it out to Harrington. Harrington back to Pitts in the corner, moves toward the bucket, fakes, gets his man off his feet, ducks under the defense and scores. Easton Pitts, who had a really good tournament here a year ago, is off to a good start here tonight, 5 points early, 6:20 to go, first quarter. Thayer on top by 5-7-2. Word we get on Greers Ferry that they can be a very good perimeter shooting team. No size. They just get on the floor for them to about 6-1. Or Thayer Bobcats with Prince and company. They Combs at 6'1", Prince at about 6'2", Clark at 6', and Harrington at 6'7". Here goes the penetration in the lane, a steal by Combs for Thayer. Bobcats little semi-break, Combs will pull it up and give it to Pitts, and he has it taken away from behind. Nice play there by Max Gibson. Easton, nobody's talking out there. Somebody's got to let him know somebody's coming up behind him when he's standing there at the point. And around the horn it goes again for Greers Ferry Westside. Picking out on top. That's where Brown's got it. Gives it up, gets it right back. Gives it on the left side. Almost a steal by Clark. All goes to Gibson. Gibson has it poked away, and Bobcats are out on the break. Here's Pitts to Harrington for the alley-oop. He jammed it home. Dr. Duncan Stein in the house at the Bucknell Gym as Harrington gets his first two of the night, his first jam of the tournament. That was pretty right there. Those two guys have been working on that all summer long. And again, Greers Ferry Westside long three-point tries up. No good. Prince now the rebound, gives it to Pitts. Easton brings up the floor for the Bobcats. Looking to swing it right, does to Harrington, goes into the lane to Prince, right down the middle of a finger roll, partially blocked, wouldn't go down. And rebound taken by Greers Ferry. Bryant Brown got it, brings it into the front court, feeds over to Jackson. Jackson looking to penetrate, up with a shot. It is blocked by Harrington. Bobcats with a rebound. Pitts going the other way. Little European step to the bucket. No. Bobcats follow up the rebound, but trying to save it in bounds. It goes to Greers Ferry. Here come the Eagles. Brown will take it out to the left side. Swinging across court now to Gibson. Gibson, look at it, cutter in the lane. Try to get it to him. Ball knocked away. And we'll see, saves him out of bounds by the Eagles. Right side, it comes back for Jackson. Jackson holds it out front. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock here. Bobcats, really good defensively. Now, Greers Ferry moving in the lane. Little turnaround jumper is an air ball. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. And the first substitution of the night, Jaden Belcher will check into the ball game. And Heath Combs coming out for the Thayer Bobcats. So Belcher just gives the Bobcats more size. We got a timeout called here by Greers Ferry Westside. 9-2, Thayer Bobcats with lead. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
And we're back here at the Bucknell Gym on the campus of Lyon College in Batesville, Arkansas, the Mark Martin Lyon College High School Tournament. This tournament's been going on a long time. Thayer Bobcats have won two of the last 3 years. They've been in this tournament for the last 3 years. This will be their fourth and trying to make it three trips to the finals. Bobcats need a win tonight to get that done. Here's Belcher with the ball. Feeds it right side to Harrington. Harrington goes to the top. Kicks it down the pit. Easton's had a good first quarter. Here's a give to Harrington, pulls up at the elbow, jumper's good, he drains it. Devin Harrington, he can dunk it, and he can shoot from the perimeter. He is a problem at 6'7". 3:31 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up now by 9, 11-2. Westside, got it in the corner. They kick it out top for Hip. Hip wings it down to the right baseline for Jackson. Jackson back out to Hip and around on the left side. Here's Brown from way downtown, that's no good. Rebound controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. Pitch has got it. Harrington wanted to go for another slam. He got it to the three-point line. Now shoots the three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound to Belcher to Prince. He goes back up and in. Nice play. Belcher to Prince with a two. And the freshman contributes with a pretty assist there on the layup by Prince. Thayer Bobcats up 13-2, 2:51 to go in the first quarter. Greer's Ferry trying to get something going offensively. And they're just not having any luck. Number 11, Strain with the ball. Gives it up to Hip. He'll bring it out to the top on the dribble. Made it back along. Three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound off the hands of Greer Spear Westside. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. 2:36 to go in the first quarter. Real quick, want to say thanks to some of your Bobcat boosters helping running in the game tonight. They include Big D's Barbecue, LLC, and Catering and Thayer. Along with American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker and Thayer. Thayer Bobcats with a basketball. Here's Pitts, doubled inside to Prince. Prince up with a layup. It's good. So Brandon Prince, the recipient of two beautiful feeds, one from Belcher and that one on the penetration and dish by Easton Pitts. The Thayer Bobcats are up now 15-2, but don't get comfortable. Game right before this one proved that. Here's a long shot for Greer's Ferry, and it's good. A three-pointer for number four, Will Jackson. Only the second bucket in the first quarter for the Eagles. Thayer Bobcats bring it the other way again. Belcher on the right side. Gives it to Prince out around the three-point line. Dumps it down on the baseline to Coopers. Back out to Pitts. He fires a three. It's good. Easton Pitts with his second three-pointer of the night. That one brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer back up by 13 with a minute 35 to go in the first quarter. 18-5. Thayer has been dominant in this one. Here's another long shot for Greer's Ferry. That one's good. By number one, Max Gibson hits a three. He's got 5 points in the quarter. He's at 18-8. Thayer Bobcat lead it back to 10. Bobcats worked the ball on the perimeter. Prince on the right side. Gets to Harrington. Now Belcher and around the pit. Easton penetrates. Down to the baseline. Pull up 12-footers. Good. Easton's feeling it. He's got 10 in the first quarter. Here comes Brown for West Side, and we got a whistle, and he stepped out of bounds when he made the catch on the baseline. So Bryant Brown got it down to Dylan Strain, and Strain straddled the baseline. So Thayer gets it back with 52 seconds to go. They'll have to put up a shot. We're playing under the 35-second shot clock here in Arkansas. Belcher with the ball gives to Pitts. He'll fire the three. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound controlled by Greer's Ferry West Side. Bryant Brown got that one, brings the ball up to court. Oh, might have carried it, no call. Gives it up to Gibson. Gibson shoots a three, count it, and a foul. Oh, you never foul a jump shooter 25 feet from the bucket. And that's just what Cooper Clark did. Coop called for his first foul of the night. Matter of fact, that's the first foul called in the game. Comes with 33 seconds to go. The three-pointer is good for Gibson, number one. He's now got 8 points, and makes the free throw to give him nine. Nine of the 12 for Greer's Ferry Westside. I believe I've put somebody on here. They were walking up the floor now. Shot clock is off. 23 seconds to play in the period. Bobcats are up 8, 20-12. Been all Bobcats here early. Harrington with a dunk. Pitts a couple of threes. A couple of buckets by Brandon Prince. Bobcats have spread the floor now. They go four low. Pitts out top. Penetrates in the lane. Kicks out to Harrington for three. Oh, they call Pitts for a travel. Oh, don't know about that. That little European step. The really sad part is Harrington has hit the three out of the corner. Here comes Westside. Moving up the floor. Got in the corner. They throw up a long one. It's good! Number 23, Bryant Brown, hits the three at the buzzer. That makes our score 20-15. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over Greer's Ferry Westside here in the semifinals of the Mark Martin Lyon College Tournament. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating Downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And here in the semifinals at Bucknell Gym, Lyon College, the high school tournament. Thayer Bobcats with a five-point lead at the end of one quarter. And Greer's Ferry Westside with the ball to open it up. Hips got it. Gives it off to Brown. Another long one is good. Greer's Ferry Westside has hit 5 3-pointers already in the game. They've only got one field goal from inside the three-point line. And all of a sudden, we've got a two-point game, 20-18. Here the Bobcats with it. Harrington on the baseline. Fakes the three, has the ball poked away, but he gets it back in. He's out front to Belcher, now right side to Heath Combs. Combs, back out to Belcher, moves into the lane, dumps it down to Harrington, he'll jam it home. Devin Harrington with his second dunk of the night. Dr. Dunkenstein in the house at Bucknell Gym. Two big dunks, 6 points now for Harrington. Greer's Ferry with the ball. You know they're trying to set up another three. Bobcats outman them size-wise in the paint, and they're just going around the perimeter and looking for open jump shots. Number one with it is Gibson, moves across the free throw lane, gives it back outside, down to 8 seconds on the shot clock. Gibson, little shake and bake, ball poked away, gets it back. He is tied up again. Well, yeah, they finally get a hell ball. It'll belong to the Thayer Bobcats. Gibson and Easton Pitts, they were battling. Finally, the official blew the whistle and called the hell ball. Thayer Bobcats got it with 6:45 to go in the first half. Second quarter action. Belcher, now to Harrington. Harrington, oh, he had a lob inside the Prince, but he didn't see it. Bobcats swinging around the horn, got over to Belcher. He goes up with a three. No, Harrington offensive rebound, back up with him. Devin Harrington now with 8 points in the first half. The Thayer Bobcats have opened up a six-point lead again. Well, a huge lead for the Bobcats early in the first half, but the three-point shot, keeping Westside relatively close. They're swinging around, got to Brown. Brown goes around, Combs into the lane, kicks it back outside. Now on the right side there for Hip. Hip gives it back on top to Gibson. Gibson down to the baseline, kicks it in the corner. That is number four, Will Jackson, going toward the bucket. And his pass is deflected. Are we going to get a whistle, and do we get an offensive foul? Oh, we got a block called on the Thayer Bobcats. Called it on Heath Combs, and that is foul number one in the second quarter against Thayer. Only been two fouls called in this game. Both of them have been against Thayer. And this one will send Will Jackson to the line to shoot two, fouled in the act of shooting, although the ball never got to the rim. Harrington went up, wadded it into the bleachers, but there was contact down below by Combs. And Jackson hits the first free throw. He's got 4 points in the game. And Makes it 24-19, now 24-20 as he hits them both. Now 24-20, 5:52 to go in the first half. Bobcats working the offense. On the left side of the floor, got it to Easton Pitt. A little shake and bake out there. Hands the ball to Harrington. Harrington over to Belcher. Belcher in the lane. He travels. Yeah, I thought he did. He took off before he got the dribble down. The freshman trying to get to adjusted to playing at the varsity level. Without ever having played any JV. But the freshman, a year ago, he was playing eighth grade basketball. Now he's playing big time varsity basketball as a freshman. Mayor Bobcats. Back in that 2-3 zone defense. Greer's Ferry running around the outside. They got it to Hip. Hip gives in the corner. Long three-point shot is a good one again. That was Brown on the other side. Bryant Brown now has hit three threes. He's got 9 points in the game. And just like that, it's a one-point ball game. Mayor Bobcats with it. Out on the perimeter. Pitch swings it over to Belcher. Belcher goes high post to Harrington. Pulls up 12-footers. Good. Nice soft touch by the big senior. He's got 10 points in the half. Bobcats already two players in double figures. There's another long three by Brown. That one's off the mark, and rebound goes out of bounds in the corner. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. And the Greer's Ferry Westside fans thought that Easton Pitts touched that ball. I don't think he ever did. He was trying to catch up to it. If you ask Easton, he will tell you no. And now the officials confer, and they say Greer's Ferry ball. I didn't think Easton looked like he ever got a piece out, but he was trying to catch up to it in the corner. Old school mentality there. As long as that ball's on the floor, I'm trying to get it that time. He must have touched it, according to the official. Well, Greer's Ferry with the ball and a chance to tie it with another long three. They get it over to Jackson. Jackson, a little shake and bake going into the lane. Gets it back outside. Three-point shot is up. That one is no good. Rebound volleyed around. Going to go out of bounds in the corner. It will be Greer's Ferry ball off the Thayer Bobcat. Tiff went in there. He was going to shoot a little running one-hander, and Harrington elevated. He said, no, I'll just kick it outside. Greer's Ferry inbound again. 4:27 to go. Inbound. Get it in the corner for Gibson. Gibson working against the defender. Swings it cross-court. And now back out on top for Jackson. The three-pointer is good. Will Jackson with his second three-pointer. That is seven threes in the first half for Greer's Ferry Westside. 4 minutes to go. We're tied at 26 in the first half. Mayor Bobcats with the ball. Harrington swings it over to Belcher. Belcher on the right side of the floor. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks it to Harrington in the corner for three. That one rattled in and out. No good. Belcher going after the rebound. Couldn't hang on. And it goes out of bounds. So Greer's Ferry, all the way back, tied this game with 3:54 to go in the first half. Thanks to hot shooting from outside of 19 feet 9 inches. We'll take time out. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you at our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
Back after timeout. I want to say thanks to some of the Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game. Mentioned earlier, Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza, West Plains, and Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. Greer's Ferry with the ball, a chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. Eagles moving on the left side. Brown gets it down to Hip. Back out to Brown. He's had a hot hand. He steps in the lane, pulls up a short running jumper. No good. Rebound Belcher. Bobcats on the break, pitch, taking it all the way to the bucket, lays it up, no, and we get a foul on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot two. And the first foul of the night is going to be called on Greer's Ferry. And who did they call it on? They never did signal to the side. And they never posted it on the board. Okay, it was number two called for the foul. That is Ty Hewitt. And the first free throw is up for Easton Pitts, and it's good. Easton with 11, make it 12. 12 points in the first half for Easton Pitts, having a good half. Hit that ball hard to the rim and got fouled, and Thayer back up by two. Greer's Ferry with the basketball. He gets to the cutter. That's Brown going to the line. Shot is blocked by Cooper Clark. Saved from out of bounds by France. No, he stepped on the inline. Good defensive play. The quick hand to Cooper Clark. That's the hand he used to slot down all those passes on the football field. And inbound play for East Prairie. Trying to set up another three. Gibson's got it. Gives out to Brown. Owen Brown traveled. No call. He changed pivot seats. He can't do that. Anyway, the officials didn't see it. Here goes Jackson in the lane. Kicks it back outside. Hewitt off the bench. Shoots a three. A tip up by Greer Ferry. No good. And Cooper Clark clears the boards for Bobcat. Long pass up the floor to Harrington. Harrington steps around the defense and shoots the layup. Kevin Harrington now with 12. He and Pitts have been unstoppable so far tonight. And Thayer back up by four again. Brown with the ball for Greer Ferry Westside. The Eagles. Coming into this game, they were 8-7. They played 15 games already. This is game number two on the year for Thayer. Eagles continue to go around the perimeter. Got the ball out front for Gibson. Gibson gives it off to Jackson for three more. Off the rim, no good. Brandon Prince, another rebound. That's three in the game for Brandon. Here come the Bobcats on the semi-break. Pitch going down the baseline, then dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. Easton trying to get in the lane down the baseline. Dribbled it off his foot. And with 2:15 to go in the half, Thayer up by four. Greer's Ferry with the ball. Out on top is Brown. His pass is going to be deflected, but they're going to call a kickball on Cooper Clark. Cooper playing a good defensive game here so far. A couple of rebounds, a block shot, a couple of steals. And here's Gibson going down to the baseline, throws up a wild shot, and it goes in off the window. Wow. Just about everything Greer's Ferry is throwing up there is going in the hole right now. Whether they shoot it from 20 feet or shoot it from 12. I guess they got it. Brandon Prince for three. That one's up off the rim. No good. Easton Pitts goes over everybody for the rebound. Gets the ball back out to Prince at the free throw line. Move, shoot. They're going to call Prince for an offensive foul. Brandon Prince, a little bit of shoulder. Anytime you lower that shoulder, they're going to get you for a foul. He kind of cleared out, makes some room for the shot. And with a two-point lead, Thayer will turn it over on the offensive foul. And Westside out of Greer's Ferry, Arkansas, will come to the top. There was a travel, no call again. Long shot up for Greer's Ferry. Rebound controlled by Belcher for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats again with a two-point lead. Minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Easton Pitts pulls up with a three. That one's no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot three. Foul's going to be on number two. That is Ty Hewitt, who came off the bench. And Hewitt, with two fouls, the only two fouls have been called in this game against Greer's Ferry Westside. Pitts at the line. He'll shoot three. The first one is up and good. Easton, 13 points to lead all scorers tonight. Hit a pair of threes in the first quarter. And hits another free throw, gives him 14. By the way, thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, and Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield. This hits his third free throw, 15 points on the line for Easton. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is back to five. Ooh, and almost another steal for Cooper Clark. Got that hand out there. You might want to consider playing goalie on a hockey team. Quick hands, quick feet, big wide body. He'd take up the whole net. I just don't know if he can ice skate it. Anyway, Greer's Ferry with the basketball out off the deflection. Out on top with it is Jackson. Feeds on the right side to Brown. Brown looking to step toward the bucket. A little running one-hander is good. Bryant Brown, that's his first made basket inside of a three, and he's got 11 points. Lead back to three for Thayer. Here's Harrington. They're going to attack the basket. Gives it to Prince. All deflected. Belcher picks it up. Goes up hard. Couldn't hit the shot, but he'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. So Greer's Ferry looks like they're starting to get tired. Foul was on number 12. That is Brooks Hip. So Greer's Ferry in the first free throw. Well, the freshman is up and no good. For early season, Jaden has struggled a little bit from the line. Missed four at the end of the game last week against Melbourne. The second one here is up and no good. A little bit strong. and rebound down to Greer's Ferry West Side. Thayer up by three. We're down to 35 seconds to go. 28 on the shot clock for Greer's Ferry. Brown's got it, loses the dribble, gives it up to Gibson. Gibson down to the baseline. Bobcats double-team him there. He'll give it off. Long three-point shot is up, no good. Cooper Clark with a rebound. Thayer with a chance to add to the lead here. Down to 20 seconds to go in the half. The shot clock is off as the Bobcats bring it across midcourt. Easton Pitch got the play in from Coach Matt Pitch over on the side. Swings the ball on the right side to Harrington. 9 seconds to go. Now back to Pitch out near midcourt. Bobcats looking to set it up. Pitch gives it to Harrington. Three from out top is off the rim. No good. Bobcats with a tip-in attempt. No good. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, Thayer 33, Greer's Ferry West Side 30. We'll be back with your halftime report brought to you tonight by Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pete's Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8. Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9. Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday. All-day buffet every day. Pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, they have it all. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at PeteSinn.com. It's the Pete's Inn of Thayer.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you at our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
We're back at the Bucknell Gym on campus of Lyon College in Batesville, Arkansas. The Mark Martin Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament. Men's semifinal action, Thayer Bobcats, the number one seed, and Greer's Ferry Westside, the Eagles. And here at the half, 33-30, Thayer leads it by three. And what's been impressive for Greer's Ferry Westside is shooting the long ball. They have hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 three-pointers to keep themselves in this game. Thayer got out to an early lead, I believe was, 18-3 at one point. And Greer's Ferry came back, made it a 2015 game at the end of a quarter. 33-30 as they outscored Thayer, actually 15-13 in the second quarter. I want to say thanks to all of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight. They include Nicholson Farms, all your farm and logging needs, Toyota, West Plains, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix in Thayer, Missouri. Allen Sported Living in Thayer. Charlotte Allen, the owner. Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, along with Harp's Hometown Fresh Fruit Stores in Thayer and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains, along with the Thayer Walmart. Again, it's halftime here at the Lions College Tournament. Semifinal action on the men's side. Thayer 33, Greer's Ferry Westside 30. By the way, the winner of this game will advance to the championship tomorrow night at 8 o'clock against Cedar Ridge. By the way, the ladies' half of the bracket's all set. Well, we'll be set after tonight. Thayer Lady Bobcats, we know, will play for the consolation trophy tomorrow afternoon at 2:40. At 2:40 tomorrow afternoon, Thayer will play the winner of the Cedar Ridge Southside game, which is coming up the last game tonight here at about 8 o'clock. And the girls' third-place game will be Manila to take on Greers Ferry Westside. And Nettleton will play Mountain View at 5:20 for the girls' championship. By the way, the men's third-place game scheduled for 6:40 tomorrow night. Batesville will take on the loser of our game here between Sayre and Greers Ferry Westside. Are you listening to the halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company? We'll be back with more in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
There's something about the Christmas season that always brings back so many memories. And for me, so many of those great memories were in a Chevrolet. Like filling up the trunk of Mom's Chevrolet with all the gifts to take to Grandma's house on Christmas Day. Whatever your Christmas tradition may be, make your memories in a Chevrolet. And from all of us at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, may God bless you and your loved ones this Christmas season.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely. At Don's, their routine maintenance services include oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, cooling system and freeze protection checked, and a lot more. And if you need tires, there's rebates up to $200 on select sets right now. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
We're back at the Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament. Men's semifinal action. Top-seeded Sayre with a lead at the half, 33-30, over Greers Ferry Westside. By the way, I do want to mention, we're going through the bracket earlier, we will have the Sayre Lady Bobcats tomorrow at 2:40 in the Consolation Trophy game here at the tournament. All right, again, that game at 2:40 tomorrow afternoon, or Saturday afternoon at 2:40, Sayre Lady Bobcats will play the winner of tonight's game between Cedar Ridge and Southside for the Consolation Trophy. And as the Sayre Bobcats here, as they advance to the championship round. Congratulations, earlier tonight, the Mammoth Spring Bears advanced to the championship of the Battle of the Border Tournament. They will play tomorrow night against Calico Rock. Now let's find out our scoring here in the first half. For Greers Ferry, 21 of their 30 points have come from the three-point line. Only 6 of Sayre's 33. They call it the great equalizer in high school sports, and really it's all levels of basketball. They got the three-point shot. Now it is the great equalizer. Let's see, 11 points on the line for Max Gibson, including 2 three-pointers. Will Jackson for Greers Ferry with 8 points, including 2 three-pointers. And Bryant Brown with 11, including 3 three-pointers. So the Sayre Bobcats are led by Easton Pitts with 15 in the first half. Easton's hit the only 2 threes the Sayre Bobcats have hit tonight. Devin Harrington with 12 points, including 2 monster dunks. Brandon Prince with 4 and 2 for Cooper Clark. The Sayre Bobcats lead it by 3, 33-30 at the half. We'll take time out. Back with your second half in just 90 seconds. On the Ecom Sports Network.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats." The experts will tell you good tires are needed for safe driving. And with the winter months lurking, it's time right now to inspect and get a new set of tires on order. Well, if you don't know, the Car Doctor 2 has just about any kind of tire and brand you want. And the prices are outstanding. Don't sacrifice safety on the road. Get all your tires. Get them mounted, balanced, and a front end alignment. And they do all your automotive repairs, major and minor. Trust experience. Trust Corey, Steve, and the good guys at the Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer on 63. And yes, they do oil changes every day.
We're back ready for our second half here. I want to say thanks again to some more of your Bobcat boosters, including Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman, in Thayer and West Plains, Forsters in Thayer and Ash Flat, Brad O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11th Horn River Title Company of Thayer, the Carter Funeral Home, Sunset Salon and Barbering, Langley Animal Clinic, Penny Lane Accounting, and Steed Brothers Truckets. As we open the second half, it'll be Greer's Ferry Westside with possession of the ball. It looks like both teams back to the starters out there. Each team only played six players in the first half. Greer's Ferry with it out on top. That is Will Jackson, gives it up to Gibson, and now Hip. Hands it out between the circle. Trying to go down the right side of the lane. Bobcats cut him off. He'll give it up to Brown. Look out for Brown. He's hit four threes in this game. And here's a pass by Brown, stolen by Harrington. Bobcats off on the break. Harrington going all the way to the rack. Reverse layup is good. Devin Harrington is 6'7", handling the ball like a 5'8 guard. Went around the defender and laid it up with the left hand. Nice play, Devin Harrington. Puts the Bobcats back up by five. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Brown going toward the bucket for Greer's Ferry Westside. No good. Harrington, another rebound. Bobcats going on the break. Harrington down to Cooper Clark. Back to Harrington. He slammed it home. Dr. Duncan Stein does it again. 16 for Harrington, his third slam dunk of the night. I mean, he left. He was about halfway between the free throw line and the front of the rim, and he just exploded to the bucket. Another missed shot for Greer's Ferry Westside. Rebound to Brandon Prince. Prince has got a boatload of rebounds tonight. Mayor Bobcats with the ball up by seven. They'll give to Harrington on the left side. Gives to Belcher out on top. Back to Prince. Prince on the dribble drive at the right elbow. Pulls it up. Now hands it to Clark at the high post. Cooper kicks it out to Harrington, wide open for three, up the rim, no good. Rebound battle for, gets on the floor, and Greer's Ferry Westside got it. Number one, Max Gibson will bring the ball up the floor, bring their right side for Jackson, thought about the three, now goes down to the baseline, puts up a high arching shot, no good, Harrington with a rebound. Harrington up the floor, wings on the right side to Prince, Prince going to the bracket, hard, count it, and they're going to call it for an offensive foul. Brandon Prince, I love the aggressiveness, but that is his second foul of the game, and both of them have been charging. But that's being aggressive. That's what we want out of Brandon. Just under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer up by seven, 37-30. Greer's Ferry Westside with the ball. Here's Brown. Thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Bounces in the lane. Ducks around. Belcher blocks the shot. And rebound taken by Prince. Bobcats running the floor. It's a 4-on-3. They got it. To Clark in the lane, has that knocked away. Rebound controlled by Clark. Back up, no. And it was Pitts first. Got the rebound, went up, and Easton got hammered on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on Greer's Ferry Westside. Is it number two? No. Who did they give it to? Number 12. Call for the foul. That is Brooks. No, not hit. They already had one, and Pitts hits the first free throw. Easton, 16 points on the night. They never did post two. The foul was on. And the second free throw for Easton Pitts is good. He's got 17 points in the game. Mayor Bobcats up again by 9, 39-30. Greer's Ferry with it in the free throw circle. They give it up to number 11. That is Dylan Strain. Strain goes to Gibson. Gibson fires it up from out top. It's good. A two-pointer for Gibson. He's now got 13 to lead the way for the Eagles of Greer's Ferry Westside. 5 minutes to go in the game, Thayer, or in the third quarter, Thayer with a 7-point lead. Here's a give inside to Harrington, pulls up short, jumper, no good. Nice rebound there by Will Jackson for Greer's Ferry. Oh, they got a snowbird on the other end, but Cooper Clark got there to block the shot, and then another one blocked by Harrington. Okay, it's a long three for Jackson, no good. Cooper Clark clears the rebound, and he gets fouled on the play. They call it on number one, Max Gibson. We got that one. Clark battling three different Greer's Ferry Westside Eagles for that rebound. He came down out of there with it. Two block shots, one by Belcher and one by Harrington on that possession. And here's Brandon Prince with a three for Thayer. It's no good. Rebound taken by Gibson for the Eagles. Greer's Ferry down by seven with the ball, 4:26 to go in the third quarter. Here goes Hip trying to get to the baseline. Cooper Clark cuts him off. Now he'll give the ball up to Strain. Strain out on top to Jackson. Jackson, a little hesitation move in the lane. Shot is blocked by Harrington. Harrington says, yeah, don't fake. It doesn't do any good. He doesn't leave the floor until the ball leaves the shooter's hand. Got up there and blocked another one. That's about, I think, about five block shots. There's a long three out the inbound, and it's good for Will Jackson. His third three-pointer of the night. That's been about the only way that Greer's Ferry has been able to score tonight, hitting the deep ball. Thayer with it out on top, Belcher. Dribbles one time, gives to Harrington. Harrington battling down the right side of the lane, slides down the baseline, no, gets his own rebound, back up again. We would accuse Harrington of trying to pad his stats on that one. Missed the first shot, get a rebound and a bucket. And here comes Greer's Ferry Westside with it, trying to set something up here. 41-35. Thayer up six. Westside with another deep one. Could make this a three-point game again. Here's again. They get a cutter going across the front of the lane. Kick it out to Hip in the corner for three. No good. Harrington skies for another rebound. Nobody for Greer's Ferry Westside even trying to get a rebound right now. And here's Pitts, lost the ball on the dribble. Good defensive play by Westside, and here come the Eagles with the ball. Again, down by six. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Out on top is Jackson. Jackson moving into the lane, round the defense, throws up a high arching shot. No good. And that was Harrington there. And here comes Belcher on the break. Belcher round the defense, gets down inside, kicks it back out to Harrington. Harrington on the baseline. Couldn't find anybody open, kicks around to Belcher. Belcher dumps it down low to Brandon Prince, muscles it up. Gets it back. No, we're going to get a held ball, and a possession belongs to the Thayer Bobcats. Should have been a foul right there. In fact, there should have been two. Instead, they call a held ball, and number four checks out of the game. That is Will Jackson, number two back in there, Hewitt, for Greer's Ferry. Thayer will inbound. 19 on the shot clock, and they get it to Prince. Prince to Harrington out around the three-point line. Doesn't take the shot. Gives it to Pitts. Easton sheds the defender, shoots the jumper, no good. Cooper Clark with a rebound, powers it back up and in. Well, Cooper Clark now with 4 points in the game. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is back to eight with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Westside, they never have shown any signs of panic. They know that they're a really good perimeter shooting team, and those threes add up in a hurry. They've hit eight of them in the game. They got it now. Here's a three-point try from the top. No good. Long rebound. Bounces out to Brown. Brown penetrates to the elbow. Ball stolen by Clark to Belcher. The freshman glides to the bucket, lays it up and in. Boy, this kid's got all kinds of talent. Gets his first bucket of the night. Thayer back up by 10. Here's for Eastside. Trying to power it inside Gibson. Kick it back outside to Hip. Hip. Fakes left, now moves in the lane, kick it back outside. Long shot, no good. Long rebound, comes down to Greer's Ferry Westside. And they give it to Gibson, cutting in the lane. Shot blocked by Harrington. All loose on the floor, Harrington's got it. Running the floor, step into the bucket, lays it up and in off the window. 20 points for Harrington. He's got 8 in this quarter. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 12, 47-35, with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Here's Brown for Greer's Ferry Westside. Oh, got into the lane, and the shot was blocked from behind by Belcher. I believe that's his third block of the night. And Cooper Clark going to check out of the game for Thayer as Heath Combs will check back in for the Bobcats. West side running the inbound play from the baseline to the right side of the glass. Got to hurry. They lob it way out front to Ty Hewitt. He'll give it up to Brown. Brown will shake and bake at the top. Got to the free throw line. Gives it up to Hip. Down the baseline. Count it in the foul. I believe they're going to get this one on Heath Combs. They do, number 11. He tried to punch the ball out from behind, and anytime you reach around from the backside, you're going to get called for a foul. Number 12, Brooks Hip with the bucket. Gives him his first bucket of the night, shooting a free throw, and it's good. Brooks Hip, 3 points down the game, and we've got a 9-point Bobcat lead with 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Bobcats with the ball. Combs on the right side, gives it a high post to Harrington. Harrington going to the bucket, lays it up and in. West side has got no answers for Devin Harrington. Not many teams will. And here's a nice power move inside for Greer's Ferry. And a nice rebound to Brandon Prince off to Harrington. He drives down, puts it up, count it, the foul. Harrington, he was going to slam that with one hand. And Brown got up there and he said, no, no, not this time. And he's going to be called for the foul. Foul on Brown will be his first. Harrington gets credit for the bucket. Gives him 22 on the night. He'll go the line, try to make it a 3-point play, looking for his 23rd point. And the free throw is good. Devin Harrington, a big Bobcat senior. And we're down to 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer's lead is now 14-52-38. West side. Giving the ball off. Still short jumper in the lane. No good. Harrington, another rebound. And Thayer got the ball back 8 seconds as Easton Pitts brings it across the timeline. Little shake and bake out on top. Sidestep the defender. Gets hammered on a 3-point shot. He'll go to the free throw line with 2 seconds left. Number 12, Brooke Hip. Call for the foul. Number 12 will be his second. Easton Pitts going to the line. That's a pretty move by the Bobcat senior guard. A little juke and jive, and then just kind of stepped to the side and Hip in frustration. Reached out and got him on the arm, knocked him down. First free throw is up and good for Easton Pitts. Easton now with 18 in the game. His last 8 points have come from the free throw line. A perfect 8 for 8. On the light and looking for number 19 in the game and looking for his 20th point here. Fouled in the act of shooting the three. Easton Pitts wears number 1 on his back. That free throw is up and it's good as well. 20 points for Easton Pitts. 23 for Harrington. Here's a long shot. Hits to the top of the roof to Greer's Ferry. And at the end of 3 quarters of play, the Thayer Bobcats lead at 55-38 over the Greer's Ferry West Side Eagles. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley.
And here we go in the fourth quarter. Thayer Bobcats open the quarter with a 17-point lead. Greer's Ferry Westside, who is within 3 at the half, were outscored 22-8 in the third quarter. They got it now working around the perimeter. Bobcat, final zone here. All comes out to Brown. He'll shoot a long three, and it's good. Wow. That is 9 made three-pointers for Greer's Ferry Westside tonight. 36 of their 42 points have come from behind the three-point arch. They're Bobcats with the ball. Harrington with it. Steps into the free-throw lane. 12-foot jumper is up and good. Well, you can't give him that much room. 25 points for Devin Harrington tonight. Thayer leads at 57-44. There's a long shot for Greer's Ferry. No good. Brandon Prince goes up for another Bobcat rebound. Thayer with a 3-on-3 opportunity here. They get the ball in the corner to Belcher for three. That one rattles off the rim. Prince with a rebound. Goes back up and in. Brandon Prince now with 6 points. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 17 again. 59-42. Looking to move to the championship game for the second year in a row here in the Lyon College Tournament and the third time in the last 4 years. Here's Greer's Ferry with it. Hip goes down low. Gibson going down low. So a turnaround jumper blocked by Easton Pitts. And I've been keeping track of block shots, but Thayer's got to have 10 on it. Every time they go in the lane, the shot gets blocked. And here's a wild shot thrown up by thrown up by Brown. I don't know how he got that one to go in, but it did. Bryant Brown, this kid's a player. He's got 16 points in the game. He'll go to the line and shoot. Foul was on the Thayer Bobcats. Was on, don't know who it was. 17 for Brown as he hits the free throw. They finally say the foul was on number 23. That's Belcher. His first. Thayer with the ball on the offensive end, leading 59-45. Here to give to Harrington. Harrington goes up with a shot. No, tips it back up and in. Again, Harrington padding the stats, missing the first one, getting the rebound, putting it back in. I'm kidding, of course. Greer's Ferry, they look like they are absolutely wore out on the floor. Bobcats been banging around on them. Here's Brown. He goes in the lane, shoots another little running one-hander. Count it, and another foul. Brown going to the hole, gets fouled again by number 23, Belcher. Belcher just barely got a piece of him, but they called it. And with 6 minutes to go, Brown, now with 19 for Greer's Ferry Westside, shooting for his 20th point. And it's good. He's got 20 of the 48 for Greer's Ferry Westside. Will Jackson with 11 and 13 for Max Gibson. Thayer with the ball. Up by 14, 61-47, taking their time on the offensive end. Harrington's got it. Cross court, he goes to Belcher. Belcher stepped in the lane, couldn't get a shot up. Prince comes down with a loose ball, but we're going to get a foul call first. Foul will be on Greer's Ferry West Side. It'll be on the rebound, so the Bobcats will inbound the ball, get a fresh 35 with 5:48 to go in the game. Inbound to Harrington in the corner, wide open, bingo! Kevin Harrington with a three, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. 30 points tonight for Devin Harrington. 15 points there, Bobcat lead over Greer's Ferry West Side. Well, this is a good Greer's Ferry team. The Bobcats are beaten here so far tonight. Here's a shot, no good. Rebound comes off to Prince for the Thayer Bobcats. Prince looking up behind him. A lob to Harrington, brings it down, up with the layup. No, couldn't get that one to go down. The lob was a little bit too far away from the bucket, Prince, as Harrington couldn't go up and slam it. He's got 3 dunks tonight, though. They've all been impressive. Here goes Hip in the lane for Greer's Ferry. Shot no good. Bobcats on the long run out to Harrington. Pulls up, 10-footer. No. Rick Prince going up with a rebound. He gets fouled on the return. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Foul's going to be on number 2, Ty Hewitt. That'll be number 3 on him. That is team foul number 1 in most number 2 in the fourth quarter. Brandon Prince going to the line. Brandon puts the first one up, and it's no good. Brandon, by the way, another one of those outstanding Thayer Bobcat football players, named to the Southwest Missouri Coaches Association All-Region team today. Twice, offense and defense. And the free throw is up and good. Brandon Prince with 7 points in the ballgame tonight. 4:50 to go in the game. Thayer up by 17 again, 65-48. Here's Brown moving toward the lane. Gets stopped by Belcher, gives the ball up for him. Hips will give it back out to Brown. Long three-pointer, good. 23 for Hips, and that is his 4th three-pointer. Cuts the lead back to 14 again, 65-51. There with the ball, Harrington on the right wing. Puts it on the floor, now gives it to Heath Combs on top. They'll swing it around the pit. Easton driving the baseline. That little fadeaway jumper from 12 off the back iron, no good. Prince got the rebound, goes up no. Harrington rebounds, follows it up and in. Harrington now with 32. And Thayer back up by 16. 67-51. Here comes Greer's Ferry Brown going to the lane. Little double clutch. Shoots no good. Greer's Ferry with a rebound. They get it outside. Three-point shot no good. Pitts rebounds it for Thayer. Bobcats on the break. Pitts wanted to lob it, and the ball got blocked. Pitts gets it back. Takes it down the left corner. Now swings out to Belcher. Oh, he took off, and he forgot to dribble the ball. Belcher going to be called for the travel. He did. Just got excited. He had a wide-open lane to the bucket, and the freshman got a little over-anxious. Substitution here. Belcher will check out of the game. Cooper Clark will check back in for the Thayer Bobcats. 3:37 to go in the game. Thayer up by 16. Trying to get to the championship game here in the Lyon College High School tournament. Brown with the ball for Greer's Ferry Westside. He'll give it up to Jackson. Jackson looking to penetrate down the right side of the lane. Saw Devin Harrington and said, I'll give it back out to Brown. He'll shoot one from 30 feet. It's an air ball. Away from out of bounds. It goes to Jackson. He can't score. And Cooper Clark takes down the rebound for Thayer. Bobcats will take their time bringing up the floor here with just over 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. Thayer up by 16. Ball goes to Combs. Now Prince. Prince bounces it down to Clark. Back out to Prince. Brandon gives it back to Clark on the right baseline. Giving it to Pitts, cutting in the lane. Fakes right, cuts to the left. I mean, he got absolutely hammered. How is that not a foul? Easton is about as tough a little dude as you'll ever see in your life. I mean, he absolutely got hammered to the floor. You won't see Coach Matt Pitts complain about much with a 16-point lead, but he was barking at the official, and now they do call the foul. But it didn't call a foul initially, but they do now. Yeah, I think the offside official came and said, yeah, that was a foul. So Max Gibson, number one, his third of the game. And the first free throw for Easton. Pitts is up and good. Easton now, he had 10 points at halftime. Now he's got 21, all of his points in the second half from the free throw line. Given 22, he is 12 for 12 from the free throw line in the second half of the game. That's what you want out of your point guard right there. And Gibson and Pitts are going against each other here defensively. They're kind of laughing about the little bit that transpired down there. Here's Gibson. Got it over to Hip. Hip. Looking to make a move. A little push off. No call. Hip. Backing down Pitts. Goes up with a shot. It's no good. Cooper Clark down the rebound. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. The lead is now 18-69-51. 2:20 to go in the game. Thayer Bobcats. We'll give it up to Heath Combs. Around on the left side to Brandon Prince. Baseline now to Clark. Back out to Prince. Brandon making a move to the bucket. Lays it up. It's good. And a foul. Brandon Prince with an aggressive move to the bucket. He gets fouled by Bryant Brown. That'll be number two on Brown. And Brandon Prince will go to the line shooting for the three-point play. Prince trying to get double figures here. And we've got substitutions. Wholesale change here for Greer's Ferry. They'll send in number 33, Ty Wallace. They'll send in number 21, Wyatt Ollett, or Lucas Carlton. They got two number 21s in the book. Free throw by Prince is no good, and here comes Greer's Ferry with the ball. Number 10 with it is Keegan Towle. Towle swings it on the right side. The number 34, Eli Duncan. And here's almost a backcourt violation on Greer's Ferry, but they get the ball back. Working to the right side. Down to a minute 48 to play in the game. Oh, he's come, or Pitts almost with a steal. There's a three-point shot for Greer's Ferry. Didn't draw iron, and the Thayer Bobcats have got the ball back with a minute 35 to go, leading by 18 points. 69-51, and now Thayer will take a timeout to get subs in the game. And the Thayer Bobcats, here comes Mason Thornton. Number 24, Dominic Boyce. Number 20, Carter Nicholson. Number 23, Jaden Belcher. And number 25, John Zukowski. Zukowski with the ball, though, swinging around the Belcher on the left side, trying to go down low to Thornton. Ball knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. Minute 29 to go. The Thayer Bobcats are going to punch their clock to tomorrow night's championship at 8 o'clock here at the Bucknell Arena. Bucknell Gym. at Lyon College. Working around the perimeter. Here to give inside for Belcher. He shoots and scores. Jaden Belcher with 4 points off the Bobcat bench tonight. And with a minute 13 to go, Thayer leads it by 20. 71-51. Rear straight west side continued working around the perimeter. Got subs in there. Number 33 in the game, Wallace. They give it out front for Towell. Towell trying to get it down the corner. Ball is stolen by John Zukowski. Nice job by Zukowski. Ball goes left side for Nicholson. A long three-point shot up off the rim. No good. Thornton fighting for the rebound, but Greer's Ferry comes out of there with the ball. 44 seconds to go. Ball goes right side for Ty Wallace. Back out front. But number 5, Leo Stark. Stark will give it up in the corner. Number 21, Olive. And here's a steal by Belcher. Belcher will drive for the layup. No foul called. As he had the ball knocked away, this game's all but over. Here's a long pass for Greer's Ferry. Westside hits the rim. Thayer with a lead out to Belcher will drive for the layup. Nice play by the freshman. Jaden Belcher with 6 in the game. 73-51. The final score really not going to give us a good indication how close this game was. Greer's Ferry in the first half on fire shooting the 3. And that kept them in the ballgame early. Shot up for Greer's Ferry, no good. 1 second to play. Rebound comes down to Nicholson, and that'll do it. Your final score, 73-51. The Thayer Bobcats win the win over the Greer's Ferry Westside Eagles. The Eagles fall to 8-8 on the year. Thayer Bobcats will improve to 2-0. And Thayer, for the second straight year, will advance to the championship game of the Mark Martin Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament here in Batesville. Again, the Bobcats will play Cedar Ridge, a game set for Saturday night at 8 o'clock. I'm going to take time out. It is time for our post-game report brought to you by Thayer Decorating in downtown Thayer. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Congratulations. You're having a little girl.
At that moment,